Salisbury, St. Helena, California, February 5, 1907. Salisbury Warburton, Victoria, Australia. Dear Brother, I was much pleased to read the description in a letter from Brother Irwin of your new office location. I do not remember if I was ever at Warburton, but Brother Irwin's description called to mind other places I had seen similar to it. I could not help thinking how much better for our office work is such a place than the suburb of North Fitzroy. The impurities and disease always to be found in cities, and especially in Melbourne, expose the workers to many dangers health-wise. The instruction is still being given: move out of the cities. Establish your sanitariums, your schools, and offices away from the centers of population. Many now will plead to remain in the cities, but the time will come ere long when all who wish to avoid the sights and sounds of evil will move into the country. For wickedness and corruption will increase to such a degree that the very atmosphere of the cities will seem to be polluted. We are very pleasantly situated at St. Helena, as you know. It is a haven of rest to me. We have had the most pleasant winter that I can ever remember having. The last month, gentle rains have been falling steadily, day after day, and all through the night. I sit in my room with the windows open, and much of the time do not care to kindle a fire. The place where you now live is certainly preferable to the place you have left. If the health of your wife and yourself can be improved, it certainly will be in such a place as this. If others, who can be an influence for good in Warburton, can be induced to move there, it will be an advantage to them and to you. But do not crowd closely together. Leave room for the cultivation of the soil. And plan for a school that can be made a success, as the Avondale School has become. Do not crowd so much time into mechanical labor that the spiritual needs of the workers are neglected. The Lord wants the first place in our hearts. He will be your sanctification and your righteousness. Put aside all evil surmising and fault-finding. Keep the atmosphere sweet and pleasant by exercising the love of God toward one another. I should be pleased to see Sister Salisbury at her light employment out of doors. She has now a favorable opportunity to take out-of-door exercise, but she must be careful not to overtax herself. I sometimes wish I could be with you. I should delight in the scenery around Warburton. Read to the hands employed in the office verses 16 to 27 of the first chapter of James, for here is contained God's great remedy for the diseases of body and soul. It is God's health reform prescription. The whole chapter is a practical one. I advise all to follow the instruction, for if they take heed to it day by day, they will triumph at last with the overcomers. The second chapter of James also presents these health principles. Let the lessons of these two chapters be brought into the daily life. Let Christ exercise His grace toward you in large measure, and you will certainly prosper. By your daily course of action, you can bring heaven very near, and make the office of publication a place where angels of God will delight to come. The principles of this teaching, brought into your character building, will bring you happiness of spirit and cause you to see the salvation of God. Let the heart be open to these principles of righteousness, and you will obtain an experience that will make you a tower of strength. Be of good courage in the Lord. Be not weary in well-doing. You will reap if you faint not. You will obtain if you strive continually for the victory. Pray every day for the strength that comes from above, a strength greater than you possess. Satan will seek for the mastery of your heart and mind, that he may mold them to do his will. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. James 4, verse 7, 8. Believe that you receive the things you ask for, and ye shall have them. Mark 11, verse 24. Look hourly to Jesus. Lift up your heart in prayer to Him. Bring yourself into conformity to His will. Be diligent, watchful, constant in prayer, and Satan will not choose your society. Our churches are to come up on to higher ground. The Lord has given to every man his work. When brethren who act in official positions pursue a course of action that is not in accordance with the will of God, when they take upon themselves the work of judging their brethren and dictating what they shall or shall not do, God is dishonored. Such men are teaching their brethren to look to man instead of to God, and the work is brought to a low human level. God alone is to be the guide of man's conscience. The truth is to be preached wherever an opening is found for it. The word of God is to be explained to those who know not the truth. This is the work of God's ministers. They are not to teach men to look to them, or to seek to control the consciences of others. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James 1, verse 5-8. The office of publication at Warburton should be a training school. The workers should be treated with kindness. When the necessity arises for reproof, let the words spoken to correct the wrong be uttered in a spirit of love. Then let the reprover and the reproved kneel down together and ask God to forgive the erring. The impression thus made will be far more effective than a hasty rebuke would be. The Lord cares for the youth. They are His heritage. They are to become His trusted servants and are finally to enter the city of God. It would be a fearful thing to miss the eternal life that is offered us in the city of God. The youth and those of mature years need to pray earnestly that God will teach them the fear of the Lord. Those who fear and love God will serve Him with all the heart and soul and strength. My prayer is that the Lord will abide with you all and impress you with the fact that you are handling sacred things. He will give faith and courage and hope to all who seek to do His commandments. We are nearing the close of this earth's history. Soon we shall have to meet the records of the deeds we have done, whether they have been good or whether they have been evil. In much love to all connected with the work of the publishing house.